that the government had done this in a day, take it out of marriage. If the government not forget, the Lord would have been to support the other being, and it itself is supported by pillar. And the kiko of true mother is being, and it falls off because of the vibration of the zav knocking against the beam, the kikas from Truma is tar. Just like we saw at the end of the previous mission. There's something that is very secure, if the zav knocks into it, causing a kikas from Truma to fall off, the kikas from Truma would not be coming. And since the thing that the zav knocked into is very secure, it's not considered that the zav directly caused the kikas from Truma to fall off, it only fell off because of the vibration, so therefore, it remains tar. Alam ma'abe. Or if the zav knocks into a wooden frame that's secured to the ground, causing a kikar truma to fall off. In this case also, the kikar truma will be taught. Alatino, or it knocks against a pipe, causing the kikar truma to fall off. Bala daf, apa pishu, also a bechadzala. Or it knocks against a shelf that is fastened securely, even though it's only fastened with ropes instead of nails, it's considered securely fastened, and the kikar truma falls off. It remains taught. Alatino, or it dissolves knocks against an oven, causing the kikar truma to fall off. This is also considered something securely fastened. Or he bangs against a container that's put underneath a mill, which contains the ground wheat that ends up in this yam, that's also securely fastened. Or against a circular wooden cleat that is support for a mill, that's also securely fastened. Or he bangs against the base of a handmill, that's also very securely fastened. The kikas of truma that falls off because of the zub knocking into it would remain tall. The al-saw shall rechayim shall base him. Or if he knocks against the sun measure that is put underneath the olive milk, that the oil ends up in the sun measure, if the kikas or truma would fall off because of the vibration of the zub knocking against it, the kikas or truma would remain tall. Rabbi Yossi, I may have a prayer to have a lot of talk. Rabbi Yossi says, those two of the zub knocks against a beam that is used by the bathhouse attendant to sit on, that beam also is secure, and if the kikas or truma falls off the beam, it would remain torn. The dove knocks against the door, or against the door, or against the lock of the door, causing a kikas or truma to fall off the door. That kikas or truma fell off directly because of the fact the dove knocks against the door, since the door easily moves when you knock against it, so therefore it becomes tummy. Has it anything that is moved directly by a zav becomes tummy. Al hamashot va'al hakele va'al ilan shakayich ha'ra. If the zav knocks against the oars of a boat, causing a kikas truma to be moved, it would become tummy. Or he knocks against the hopper of a mill, in which the grain goes through that hopper on the way to the mill, causing a kikas truma to be moved, it would be tummy. Or the zav knocks against a tree that is not a very large tree in shape, when you knock against it, causing a kikas or truma to fall off, that kikas would be tummy. Or he knocks against a branch that shakes when you hit against it, even though the branch is part of a tree that is a very strong tree that wouldn't shake if you hit against the actual tree, but the branch does shake, causing a kikas or truma to fall off the branch, that kikas or truma would be tummy. Al Sulam Mitzri Bizmachin a Kavur of the Masmu. If the Zav knocks against an Egyptian ladder, which is a small ladder, and it wasn't securely fastened with a nail, causing a kikas or truma to fall off, it would be tummy. Ala Kevesh, ala Koira, ala Deles, Bizmachin, and I see him the kids, man. If the Zav knocks against a rafter, or a door, if none of these things were fastened with clay, and a kikas or truma fell off because the Zav knocks against one of these things, that kikas or truma would be tummy, since these things are easily moved. When the kikas or truma falls off, when the zav knocks against it, it's considered that it directly was moved from the fact that the zav knocks against it, and therefore it becomes tummy hesed, it becomes a rishon l'tumah. Ala shiva, ala teva, ala migdol tmeyim. Rabbi Nechemi, Rabbi Shimon, mitayim beelu. If the zav knocks against the shiva, teva, migdol, chest, counter, or cover, causing a kikas or truma to fall off them, the kikas or truma would be tummy. While Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Shimon would be Matai, they all the kikas of truma would not be tummy. Now the Gemara explained that if the zav directly knocked against the shita table and migdol, then Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Shimon would agree that the kikas of truma would be tummy, since the shita table and migdol is not so securely fastened. We're talking about when the zav knocks against something else, causing the shita table and migdol to shake. According to Tanakhama, that's considered as if the zav directly knocked off the kikas of truma, and it would become a tummy hesed. While Rabbi Nechem and Rabbi Shimon argue, they hold that the kikas or truma would be tar, since the zav didn't directly knock against the sheet of table and mikvah.